Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Cullen from FIU, Florida International University. And we're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and the household. Okay, let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a town home, an apartment, condominium, or a manufacturer or mobile home?
No, it's a single-family home.
Okay, a single-family home. Okay, so do you own or rent your home?
I own it.
Okay. All right, sir, can you please tell me in what year was your home built?
I believe it's an older home. It was built, I believe, in 1968 or 69.
Okay, 1969. Okay, and have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property?
No, but we're doing a remodel right now. We put a new roof on. We have all new windows.
Windows, okay. All right, sir, and how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
35 years.
35, okay. Okay, and have you or any adults in the household experienced any of the following, tropical storms, Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, Category 3, 4, and 5 hurricanes?
Yeah, I've been through several. So,
can you remember what categories were they?
Yeah, I think 4 was about the biggest.
Okay, so before, and what else can you remember the category that you got?
3, maybe a couple of 3s.
Okay. All right, sir, and can you remember what was the name of Category 3 hurricane or the year?
Oh, boy. I really can't off the top of my head.
Anything that you can remember, sir? I mean, that way we can, put it down. Anything, any name that you can remember or year? Was it recently, 2020 or 2010?
Yeah, it was, I would say, 3 years ago.
Okay, so the more recent hurricanes, right? Elsa, ETA, IN, or Nicole.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so any of those, right?
Yeah, any of those.
All right, Nicole and IN. Those are the most recent one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I just can't remember their names.
Okay. No problem, sir. Okay, and have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yeah, this one.
Okay. And do you remember what was the estimated damage in dollars?
I'd say about $10,000.
$10,000, okay. Okay, so then can you tell me... what were the primary causes or damage of your home? Was it debris and the wind breaking your windows, wind damaging your roof, ocean surge, flooding, trees falling in your home, or something else?
No, it was, I would say mostly wind damage.
Okay, wind damage, right? Wind damage. What about to the roof or breaking windows?
Yeah, to the roof, and then we have a... privacy fence all over the backyard, and that got taken out too.
Okay, fence too, right? Fence.
Yeah.
Fence knocked down. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay, and how vulnerable do you feel to damage from hurricane related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
not too long, okay?
Yeah, I feel real good.
Okay, if a serious hurricane threatened your home, you know, how would you prepare? Would you put, like, hurricane shutters, board up your home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home or relative, like a friend or another area, or would not make any preparations? Your home is already prepared.
Yeah, the home is pretty prepared. It's a block house, so it's not going to go anywhere.
Oh, okay. All right, sir. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves, you know, and your home from hurricane damage? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
No, I'd be very certain we're going to be good.
Certain. Okay, please select your top three sources of information, like, you know, internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, like print or print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, or WhatsApp.
Okay, I'd say TV, radio, and the Internet.
The Internet, okay. All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared, 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I'd say a 5.
A 5, okay. All right, sir, and have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? The cost of food and other essentials, loss of income or employment, property taxes, transportation costs, cost of childcare, cost of housing, cost of insurance, or none of the above has affected your hurricane preparedness?
None of the above.
Okay, all right, thank you. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No, it isn't.
Okay, neither flood or evacuation, okay?
And no.
When would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
I'd go if emergency management told us to leave, but I don't think they ever would.
Okay. Okay, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to a house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible, like to another state, or would you not leave under any circumstances?
No, I would leave. We'd go up, we've got some relatives in Chattanooga, Tennessee, so we could go up there.
Oh, okay, so be to another state, right?
Yeah.
All right. All right, sir, and how many vehicles are available in your household?
Two,
okay. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Boy, that's a real good question. I have no idea. My wife takes care of that.
Okay.
It's all rolled into our house payment, so I couldn't tell you.
Okay, and how confident are you that you could come up with, like, about $2,000, you know, for unexpected hurricane damage? Would you say I am certain that I could come up with $2,000? I could probably come up with the $2,000. I could probably not come up with $1,000, or I am certain that I could not come up with $2,000.
No, I'm certain I could come up with the $2,000.
Oh, okay. Okay, sir, and how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Has it decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, like 1 to 10%, remained the same, or increased somewhat, like 1 to 10%, or increased significantly over 10%?
It's gone down a little bit, but less than 10%.
Less than 10, okay. About, 10%. What about 1 to 3 years? Has it decreased or increased or remained the same?
About the same.
The same. 3 to 5 years?
About the same.
And 5 to 10?
I really couldn't tell you, but I think about the same.
The same. Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And in recent years, you know, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider if it, your mortgage was paid off? Yes, no, or I have already dropped my insurance, or something else?
No, I wouldn't. I'd still want the insurance.
So no, right? Okay. All right, so now, you know, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Would that be federal government, state government, or local government? Or maybe government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I would think the federal government.
Okay, federal government. Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and, on a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced from 1 to 5?
I would say a 4.
A 4. What about the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I think they look at it, but I don't think the local government, is by the book a lot. I think they cheat here and there.
So what number, no confidence, members 1, then 2, 3 is
no
reasonable?
A 2.
A 2. Okay, what about the new development take into account hurricane wind risk?
I'd say 2.
2? The new developments take into account flood risk.
About a 3.
3. And the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
About a 3, I think.
3, reasonable confidence. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sir. We almost done with this survey. I really thank you for your time. Okay. Only have a couple more minutes and we should be done. Okay, next I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe
okay.
sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
No, I don't think we'll be affected. We're kind of up on
the hill. But do you believe that it's happening or not happening? Sea level rise.
Oh, it's happening. There's no question it is.
But you will not be affected, right?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. And if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Like increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes?
No, they don't have to increase taxes. They can get rid of a bunch of stuff they've cut.
Okay, so none of that stuff, right? Okay, now most of Florida coastal areas, you know, have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely, moderately, somewhat, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'd say moderately.
Okay, moderately concerned. Okay. Okay, sir, when you purchase your home, okay, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flooding zone, proximity to a family, proximity to a job. You can pick 3 of those, the characteristics
okay.
are important.
Yeah, the first 2, the neighborhood, and I can't think of what the other one was, the second one.
Schools, crime, and price.
Yeah, schools and crime. We have real low crime here.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, sir, and how long do you plan on living in your current address? Would you say less than a year, 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or more than 20 years?
Probably till I die. So,
so more than 20, right?
Yeah, we just put more than 20 down.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. Okay, finally, I just have a few questions. a few general background questions and we'll be finished, okay? Could you please tell me your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 or older?
65 or older, barely.
Okay. All right, sir, and what is your gender?
I am a male.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, including yourself, how many people live in the household?
Two.
Okay, and anybody under 12 years old?
No.
No, okay, and are 65 or older?
Just one.
Just one, okay. All right, sir, and what is your marital status? Single, never been married, married or living with a partner, widow, divorced, or separated?
Married.
Okay, married. All right, sir, and what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of the household? Would that be less than high school, some college graduated, or graduate degree?
With a degree.
Okay, graduate degree, okay. All right, sir, and are you Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, and what racial groups do you identify yourself with? White or Caucasian, Black or African American, Asian or Native American?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you, sir. And what language is most spoken in your home, English or Spanish?
English.
Okay. All right, sir, and last question, please tell me which of income range for your household, okay? Would that be under 20,000, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100,000, and or over $100,000 a year?
75 to 100,000.
Okay. All right, sir, with this concludes the survey. I really appreciate your help and time, okay? You have a great evening, and watch out for the rain.
Oh, yeah, I can hear it now.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Take
bye-bye.
Care. Thank you. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.